Welcome. Welcome, one and all, to the greatest show on earth. Nah, that actually takes place in your life as you're walking around. This is just the Republic of Texas radio show. But it is, Sunday, April 22nd? Lots happened since we last were on the air last week. Anybody remember what we were talking about? Actually, I do, but we're going to move on because we had so many things that has happened and are happening. And where are we going from now? You know, let me just bring you forward to Friday or backwards to Friday from yet last Sunday. And I'm sorry to be skipping around in time, but maybe we just do that once in a while. Friday, I was driving home and I was listening to the radio. I was listening to RBN. And it was a rough news week, right? We had the Starbucks shenanigans stuff going on, right? That's kind of, we'll get into that. That's fun. That's crunchy. That's stupid. that's needed. But as I was driving home, right, what do you want at the end of the week? You want to know that it's over and it's time to relax and focus on what's important to you. I'm going through my head and I'm trying to figure out, well, I've got to do this. I got to clean the dang computer room. And you guys, I really do got to clean the computer room because it's gone three-dimensional. It's just stacked stuff upon stuff, circuit boards, boxes, wires, drives. Oh, God, it's bad. So I'll do that when I get done with this show. But as I was driving home, you know, trying to figure out all these different things, that this is normal stuff, that normal humans, not humans, people, folks, we normally do this kind of stuff. We had lives at one time where we could just, you know, focus on living, right? Didn't have to worry about the encroaching world around us. It just keeps tightening in and just grabs you. You know, we talk about the Dark Skies Initiative. Yeah, it's there. You know, I've talked to a few electricians about it this week and last week. They know it's there. They know it's coming. When I talk to them, they say, well, I think I might just retire. I'm like, oh, yeah. A $50,000 light bulb will be coming up. Anyways, as I was driving home, instead of getting like the peace and calm and all this other stuff, I listening to good old Mikey Rivero, and what do I hear? I hear, well, got to let you go now. Got breaking news. And I go, whoa, what's going on now? He says, well, that's it. We're shooting over in Syria. Damn it. 2 weeks in a row. They hit 2 weeks in a row. Really? What the hell? I wanted to clean my computer room. I wanted to just, come on, man. Why? Why? But of course, there's no answer to why. And I'm pissed, right? Because I need to clean my computer room. And I also didn't want to die. Well, I end up getting off the, or just grabbing my phone, and I called the first angry person that I could, and I called Chuck Smith. And I said, Chuck, they just did it, right? I just heard on Mike Rivero's show that they, second week in a row, on a Friday. He says, oh, the MNFers. And I'm going, man, I don't know. I heard it on Mike's show, right? I can't believe they did it twice in a row. Oh, it spun my head. And I pulled into the driveway and I walked into the house and I started doing some searches. And I'm like, going, okay, here we go. Syria, hey, why is this all not coming up? Okay, because Mike got it first. So I go over to whatshappening.com. Or his website, I forget what it is sometimes. It's not there. And I look through all the things, and I go, where is it? There's got to be a nugget, right? He fed that off live on air, and he'll hold his punches till he's sure. And I do notice that he holds back, you know, until he can prove it. And then I notice that he was doing a replay for the day. And I go, oh, man, really? You played last Friday's clip. this Friday. You did a repeat on me. And a repeat where we went to war. Well, not really war, attacked Syria. Is it war? I don't know. But it really hurt because for me, for about 45 minutes to an hour, it was almost like that guy that, what was it? That guy. How did that actually happen, right? That set up the emergency response thing in Hawaii. They got to deal with that. I got to deal with Mike Rivero 2 weeks in a row declaring we're being attacked. And I didn't figure it out. Anyways, it hurt my head. And that's it's a story I just wanted to share to you. I had to, text Chuck and say, oh, Chuck, the world isn't ending. Sorry about that, man. That was a replay. I like live radio, Alan. How are you this morning?
Oh, good. And speaking of cleaning, Steve, I've kind of given up on that. It's because mine has gone from the third dimension. I believe I'm in the fourth dimension now as far as my clutter goes. But
yeah, I know.
One funny thing that did come out is have you seen the videos of the they found like this, everyone's seen the video of, of the gas attacks, and they're pouring water over people and everything, and getting them all clean and everything, and none of these people are in mop suits or any of this stuff, which if it was real nerve gas, they would all be exposed and everyone would be dropping like flies in the hospital and everything. But they found these people and this kid, and he said, they told us to come down here. They had cookies and dates for us, and we came in, and people grabbed us and started pouring water on us. We didn't know what the hell was going on.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The whole thing was just such a sham. It's not even funny.
This whole world is so, I don't know what it is. Doc, what are you thinking there, buddy?
Well, what caught my eye and ear this week is that they use the kids in these high schools to go after the NBA and blow up the shooting idea. And they scheduled and helped these kids stage walkouts all across the country. I can't imagine it. The biggest problem most of these kids have in the morning is how to decide and what to wear so they'll be cool. And what's mom having for dinner when I get home? And now they're using them for the Second Amendment, which most of them probably don't even know what it says.
Yeah, a week ago, somebody floated around the note that the principal for Fredericksburg School District, presidents and school districts and independents and whatever, they're not. Whatever. Anyways, he sent this little letter saying that on 4/20, that would be Friday, this last Friday, that all three schools will be staging a walkout, right? And if kids wish to participate, they can, right? And it's going to be supporting, it was for solidarity with the Parkland shooters in Florida. I'm going, man, don't use that solidarity word. Those communist words, but they love communist words because they're communist. And I got mad. And then, it's like, okay, I'm gonna. No, you're not. No, let it be. Somebody else has to battle some things. And, and it just hurts, man. I mean, what are you supposed to do? Swing at every little stupid thing that comes up, Doc? Because, all the kids are going to go to school, and they're going, well, what can we do? We go to school for fun, and, I'm in school, and I'm a kid, and I want to study, and I don't want to do this little thing where I walk out and go, yay. These guys kids are stupid. They're using them. I definitely get you there. But you're powerless to stop them unless you exert an awful lot of force. And how much force do you got there, Doc? You have schools down there in Houston that did that?
Well, I heard, but I didn't, go verify, so you never know for sure. But I go back to the same old thing. They ought to issue a sign to every business, school, and home that is a gun-free zone. And that way the bad guys already know before they walk in that it's a safe zone for them. Because if you've noticed, every time there's a problem, it's where there's the least amount of resistance for the person doing it. So it's either very well staged and scripted, as Alan talks about, or they're smart enough to know where it's safe for them to go. The least amount of people might be shooting back.
Well, I don't know. Here in the People's Republic of Fredericksburg, as Susan likes to refer to it, they like their communism fast and loose. And it's kind of proven in the schools and whatnot. And I'm sure a lot of the kids would choose to go stand out in a parking lot and wave signs and do whatever. They don't know what they're going to do. They're just kids. Then do schoolwork while they're there to try to learn. Because they're not there to learn. They're there to get out, right? They're there to be out of their parents' way for a few hours, right? So they can go to work to make money. They're not there for an education. They're there for play. They're there to look at other guys. Are there to look at girls, and girls are there to look at guys. And, well, I don't know. They tell me there's 680 different races or genders or whatever the hell they say that there are. But the motives aren't quite clear. So that Parkland thing, it was really quite fascinating to me, because one thing, here in Fredericksburg, I was listening to the police scanner one day, and this is about a week and a half ago. And about a week and a half ago, the scanner goes off, and they saw one out of 12, and it says, we've got a person just jumped the fence with the backpack over at the middle school. And so, all cars converge. And you had all the cops checking in. Oh, yeah, 10-4, good buddy, coming on down. Right, I'm going to go for the north end. And they, okay, well, where did he come in? He came in on the back gate. He jumped the back gate. Do we have a description? He goes, yeah, he's got a black shirt. A red shirt, a black backpack. He's got tattoos on his arms, and that's it. And the cop goes, oh, well, is there any more description? Oh, yeah, he's Mexican. Oh, okay. Next cop. I've got the east side. Next cop. I've got the west side. I'm coming around to the north side, and we're looking. Do we have anybody that can actually ID this guy? Asks one cop if we find him as we're doing this thing. And this at the point they're doing lockdown on the middle school. And I'm listening to the scanner going, okay, it seems to be working just about right. Somebody jumps the fence and, you know, carrying a backpack in today's climate, you can better dang react to it. And they seem to be doing a good job, because I could hear what they're doing, and they're doing really pretty decent. Guy gets to the north side, and he's all, wow. He says, so what was that description again? He says, well, he has black backpack, tattoos on his arms, and red shirt, and he's Mexican. He says, well, I see Juan over there walking down, but he has black backpack, but he doesn't have a red shirt, and he doesn't have tattoos. Are you sure that that's correct? Have we found a witness type person? No, we have no witness type person yet. And so it goes on and on and on. I guess the cop just got tired of sitting there, so he just drove over and said, hey, Juan, how you doing? And Juan goes, hey, I'm pretty good. He says, hey, Juan, did you just jump the fence over at the middle school? And he goes, yeah, it's a shortcut to get to work. So I go over there and I just hop the fence and I, you know, heading to work. Oh, okay, because you kind of, you created an incident. The whole school's on lockdown now. Oh, man, I'm sorry. That's terrible. You know, I won't do that again. Oh, man, okay. 10-4, we got him. It's actually Juan, and he was just jumping the fence to get to work, and nothing to see here, folks. Roger and out. And I don't know what happened to Juan, you know, and I kind of worried about that a little bit, because jumping a fence on a school property, you know, it used to be kind of normal for us as kids. You know, you'd be crossing through, even maybe even as an adult. I don't know, define adult, define kid. But I know when I'd go play in the grade school thing when I was in high school, you know, swinging on the swings and doing this and that, or just cross through because it's quicker. No, nobody else ever, you know, crossed the school ground. Poor Juan. But I saw that Fredericksburg dealt with that well as it could be. What do you think, Alan, from the way I described it?
Well, I just think of one thing, Steve. Back when I was younger and going to school, our schools weren't like prison compounds with fences with barbed wire and razor wire on top of them and guard dogs running everywhere and guys with machine guns patrolling out in the yard. I mean, it's gotten to a point of it's just crazy. When I was younger, it's like damn near every boy in school had a penknife in his pocket at least, you know. We weren't helpless, you know. If someone came in, they were going to leave bleeding.
Oh, yeah. I know. I know. It's kind of strange. It's kind of strange. Doc, any thoughts?
Well, yeah, it sounds like one cop had some old-fashioned common sense, because today, normally, that kid would have been thrown to the ground, handcuffed, and taken in while they put it out. So this cop, to his credit, sounds like he had some good old-fashioned, decent common sense, and he handled it like a man should have handled it. So it's good to hear that it ended that way.
Yeah, I don't know how it ended. I'm just going to deal with that how it is, because I didn't get a chance to run over to the cop shop. And I don't remember seeing this in the newspaper. Did you see it in the newspaper? Have you gotten the newspaper recently, Alan? You know, was that reported? I doubt they reported on it.
No, I haven't gotten a newspaper in the past couple of weeks. That's why I'm not so irate right now, Steve.
Well, good for you. Hey, we got a chat room. It's out there at republicoftexas.chattango.com, and you can visit it. And we're kind of got a couple things going on. I did drop a link last week in there to Captain Midnight. We were talking about the radio thing where the kid's driving around in a van, and it was pretty good little listen, watch. You know, really enjoyed it. But we also got, whatever, if you want to go, head over there. Otherwise, we're just going to keep talking. But I wish I had the time to do everything that I wanted to, because right after that event, when at the middle school, I saw the note saying they're going to walk out in solidarity. And I'm like, wow, why don't we just hold this up and say, see, look, let's not be in solidarity with them. Let's do better than they did. Huh? No. We want solidarity with a school that screwed up. Oh, the cops stood down. People, well, no matter what your narrative is on Parkland, right, something
no
went wrong.
No Child Left Behind alive.
There was an attempt at No Child Left Behind, right? And I don't know why they left, because it doesn't seem to be the cops that were scaring them or doing anything. But they could have held up this thing here in Fredericksburg and go, look, we're working hard to protect you. And they love that line too. So they could have done that, but they didn't. They didn't trumpet it up and go, look, hey. Well, that's because they didn't want it. It's not the narrative. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
For the past past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio, April 22nd. Yeah, it's 422 CFR. That's, you know, what you wanted to hear. Anyways, we have a chat room. It's republicoftexas.chattango.com, and it's kind of like Republic of Texas, and Chattango is the name of the chatter group or whatever, where we were just talking about, you know, the school solidarity support, the, you know, teaching the kids to play victim for something that somebody else had happened to them, you know, because that's what I always got, you know, from that whole solidarity, I'm a kid, I got your feelings, and I'm going to go cry for you. And nothing happened to you. Why don't you just stand up and be strong? But they're kids. I get it. And their parents are wusses. And, yeah, anyways, that's what we were talking about. And we'll probably just keep going on that. And let's just... Monday was
how can anyone not see that it's a problem to give a hormone-enraged... teenager, the power to actually have say-so as to what's going on in this world.
Yeah, for sure. What do you think, Doc?
Well, you know, it's just a different era. All of us grew up, we had guns. As kids, we hunted and everybody had a gun, and like Alan said, you had a knife in your pocket. So we would have all thought it was kind of crazy, but any reason to get out of school, kids are going to take. They don't care what the cause is. a day out of school is better than any day in school for most of those kids. Right. You don't want to be there anyway. But it's absolutely ridiculous that they're trying to use them as pawns when they can't vote. They don't really know what's going on. And if it wasn't for mommy and daddy, they probably wouldn't eat every day. So pretty sad that adults are using the kids and trying to make fools out of everybody.
I hate to say it's kind of left and right, you know, because I really don't understand why they call them left and right. On one side, I see a bunch of people wanting to, well, boss and manipulate people. On the other side, I'm not too sure. I'd like to say I see a lot of people that want to just be left alone and say no a lot, but maybe that's not the truth.
Yeah, the truth is, for these people that want a one-world government, they sure create a lot of division, don't they?
They do, and they scream about it's for the children and then throw the children under the bus. And that's just not right. Well, but it is normal for them and they, the ones that, you know, won't leave us alone. It's really bad. You know, I used to go to Starbucks. And Alan, do you have any understanding of what a Starbucks is? You did live somewhere besides out in the woods at one time. You ever have a Starbucks?
I believe I did go into a Starbucks one time, and I got that barista fright. It's like when you walk up there and everyone's saying, "Oh, give me a half dude, I had chocolate latte with a flippy doopy apa and a frappe, that please." And I was like,
"Yeah,
coffee."
I know, they're like, "Well, what size?" You're like, what sizes do you got? Small. We don't have a small. We have a teeny, tiny, bitty." You're like, "What?" Oh, yeah. It hurt my brain the first time I went into a Starbucks, too. What about you, Doc? I'm sure you've got a Starbucks around there. You might even know the lingo.
No, we have plenty of them, but I don't like to give $14 million for a cup of coffee. But what I found funny about all that, you brought up left and right. Well, Starbucks ownership is pretty much, when it comes to political stuff, liberal and left and peace, love, and all that crap. And one person screwed up and happens to be throwing somebody out because they thought they were being vagrant, I guess. And now it's given Starbucks all this negative attention, but really they're just the opposite politically normal that you would hear what's going on right now. So they got a quick black eye that probably has nothing to do with how their ownership is. And it's going to be hard to run this one down.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing. Well, not really. It really got me worked up on Monday morning, for sure, because I guess I didn't hear the scandal. I didn't see the shocking video going around of, you know, two black guys being thrown out of Starbucks. Hang on, Republic of Texas Radio. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in two NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. iCom and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Republic of Texas Radio. We're talking Starbucks. Yeah, because it's there and it's part of where we are in our culture. You know, we went through this whole Trump's got elected thing and, you know, everybody's like, yeah, we're getting better. And all of a sudden, well, no, it looks like it's getting worse. Every day it seems to be getting worse. And what are you going to do with that? Well, one thing you got to remember, here's another thing, too, republicoftexas.chattango.com. But besides that, get your preps up, folks. You know, take a look at your stockpile. Take a look at your food. Get a list of what you got. Get a plan to, you know, deal with stuff. And we'll talk more about that as we go along. But I want to finish up on Starbucks a little bit. I do have a pretty big history with Starbucks. You know, we're back in the computer days, there were Starbucks all over the place. And, you know, a lot of the people from my church out in Vallejo and Benicia, California, they worked at Starbucks, and that was their life. And I'd go visit them at work, and I'd get, you know, coffee over there, and I'd sit around reading a book all day long. And, you know, got a day off, just go hang at Starbucks. And that was kind of normal. I was a paying customer, unless I wasn't a paying customer, because they're giving me free drinks. Free drinks was kind of the norm for Starbucks. Don't worry about it. Here, you know, you give me enough money. Here's a free drink, you know, five. Go in there, pay $20 for, you know, two coffees and a Danish or something like that. That was kind of normal. And so I know Starbucks, and I know Starbucks Life, and I'd sit there on my computer and so forth, and I know that they lock the bathrooms. They have keys to the bathrooms because, yeah, even in nice areas, once people know that you have an open public bathroom, they start coming in, and you know, all that bathroom starts to erode and so forth, and that's a problem all around the world. So I don't know what these guys were doing. I don't know how this thing was staged. Was it just taken advantage of or whatnot? It did seem to me that this event happened. They moved the employee to another store and threw the entire company under the bus. You know, there you go. All 7,800 or whatever of you folks are, well, racist.
Hello? Yeah, I was, and in fact, I was just gonna, okay. Hey, I guess we, I was informed that we've lost the Skype feed, so Steve is gone. I don't know if Doc is there either, but I was just getting, okay, well, it's just me then, just me and the rest of y'all out there listening, but I was just getting ready to ask Steve, because he called me last night and was telling me that once again the cell phone system was down in the Fredericksburg area here, and I was real tempted to go into town just to see what might have actually been going on, because last time this happened, someone with a backhoe cut a fiber optic cable along Interstate 10 or something out there, and it took them like 2 days to repair this thing. And during that time, I don't know, Fredericksburg lost, I don't know, $500 million in sales or something. It's crazy what goes on around here, folks. But,
I just got back, you know. What were you talking about there, the loss of internet?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, if it was back up or not, because I know, like I said, last time this happened, I actually drove into town just to see if there were people walking around, you know, with their rectangles in front of them, bumping into walls with crap running down their legs, you know, because nothing was telling them how to wipe their butt or anything else. So, was it dead again in town this weekend then?
Okay. Well, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. It said the Skype producer dropped, so I guess Sam's side went down.
Okay, this is unrelated, allegedly. We're having problems at the network with one of the Skype boxes. We're going to have to get a handle on this, folks. The Skype boxes need to be repaired. Maintenance and replacement is in order. And, yeah, I'm not going to beat that drum because we've got two subjects going on. And let's just let Starbucks... No, I don't want to let Starbucks go. We'll talk about the internet here in a few minutes. But the Starbucks thing is kind of one of those bellwethers where they threw all their employees under the bus, right? They said, you're all racists, okay, and you need to be trained. And the entire white race, the entire culture of America, you're all racist. And they got all these great speakers. No, they're not great speakers to come in, and they're going to teach those guys to not be racist. And it's strange because I do have, and I don't know how much I lost telling you guys. I do have a lot of friends that grew up or working at Starbucks, and they work there, and they probably still work there. And I feel sad for them, and I'm also angry at them. You know, to a certain extent, that comedian walked in and said, you know, or was that Monday? He goes, "Hey, so I hear you guys are racist." And the white chick goes, "Yeah, I saw that online. I'm here for my retribution. I want a free coffee." Yeah, okay. You know, here you go. You know, Starbucks will give out free coffee to everybody. And then that got me mad. Oh, man, you can't give to one without giving it to all, right? That's what we were taught at school. So I'm like, okay, we have a Starbucks in a restaurant here in town. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to demand my coffee for, you know, being white. And, I just got up and said, I'll make my own coffee. I'll figure this out. And screw it. You know, it's not worth my fight. And, it was really disturbing. Now, the reason I didn't want to drop this is because yesterday on Farron's show, the last caller, I believe it was Tom out in Nevada, called in. Were you listening there, Alan? Did you hear the end of Farron's show?
Yes, sir, I did.
So Tom was enlightening us to a situation that was occurring in his area where a whole bunch of hip-hoppers, for the lack of a better term, would come into the restaurant. It was a more upscale restaurant, and start making a big hubbub or a big to-do about everything, I guess, and then they were using it to get free food. That really reminded me of what kids used to do in California called dine-in ditch. Do you ever hear about that, Alan?
We called it dine and dash when I was in the restaurant business, but yeah, that would, you know, people would go in and eat a big meal and everything, and when the waitress wasn't looking, they'd sneak out the door. Yeah.
Yeah, but this seemed to be divided on racial lines, right? The hip hoppers knew that they could go in there and, you know, just sit there and start talking smack and yelling about this and that, and then use black privilege to actually get free food. And to think that that's happening in our society right now, it just really hurts me. And maybe I'm just too naive. I think it was Tom. I'd like to hear a little bit more about that. If you're out there in Nevada, that was a very interesting part of the last 2 minutes of the show, if I remember correctly. Oh well.
And Steve, so, I'm sure you've heard the video of the black guy who not pulling the racial crap, just went in just to see what was going on, just to see how silly it was. He went into the Starbucks and said, yeah, I'm here to get my free coffee because I'm black. And they're like, oh, we haven't heard about that. And here's your free coffee.
Yeah, and they're counter-protesters, right? They're out there protesting no black bucks for Starbucks. If you look on the news pages, they're all over. Headlines read, you know, problems Starbucks can't train away. And then what do you think that's going to be about? Go ahead, Doc.
Well, I was just going to say, here in town, there's a predominantly black neighborhood, and they were saying their sales went through the roof since all this happened. But I would like to look at this from another point of view and get anybody's opinion. First off, if the cops were called and two guys were just drug out and arrested, then that's part of the problem of the modern era where we used to talk and investigate and only arrest and treat people bad that were criminals. And even then, you were innocent until proven guilty in a court of law, so you deserve some kind of respect unless they pull up and see you pulling your knife out of somebody's back. But after these guys were arrested, we were told that they had said, we're just here for a meeting, a business meeting with the gentleman we were waiting on, and the gentleman said, yes, that was true. Now, nobody said, did this get told to the cops before they were drug out and arrested? If so, then the problem is with the police department, because there's no reason to do this to those guys, because the gentleman that was there to meet them testified that, hey, I'm here to have a meeting with them. But if a setup to bring all this negativity, then nobody would have said anything until after the arrest. And then again, I go back to what happened to where you walk up and say, Alan and Steve, what's going on? Instead of grab Alan and Steve, throw them in handcuffs in the back of a car, take them to jail. We're not being told something here. We're missing parts of the story, but there's definitely two possibilities.
Exactly. Were these guys like known drug dealers and they were there to buy a kilo of cocaine or something? We don't know anything about the situation. We're just talking
about pieces. And you never will know. You know, there's cameras in the location. You know, Starbucks could have released the entire thing, right? And we could watch them walk in, you know, sit down, not sit down, walk in, ask for the bathroom keys, right, or the code to go to the bathroom, and then, you know, but what's their policy there? Did the manager do right? You know, I don't know. But they don't want to address that, and they don't want to address that for a variety of reasons, because they can't win. Starbucks can't win. Well, actually, this is their win hand, right? They just admit to being a racist company, and move on, right? Pay a whole bunch of money and move on. But if they were to release the footage that showed that, and what if we did a little background investigation on who those two individuals were? Are we going to find out that they were great students, well, college educated? They're actual entrepreneurs, as you know, some articles lead you to believe. They say, well, they were entrepreneurs and therefore a big deal and this and that and whatever. It's like, huh? Really? Okay, what are you doing? What do you, come on, what do you got on the table? Let's go. Come on. You know, they were great people. No? Well, we don't know. And they won't go into it. All they're going to do is sit there and bash us over the head with this racist dribble and feed us one-liners. You know, Google News, here you go. You know, when calling the police is a privilege. Starbucks is setting an unusually good example. Another, let's just pull one out. Here's another one. It says, they can't be here for us. Black men arrested at Starbucks tell their tale. Huh. What the hell? Starbucks restrooms, hidden camera prompts investigation. Well, that's got to be unrelated, but you're not going to get that camera either. That's in Atlanta. Anyways, it's, again, divide and conquer, right? Now, all those folks that work at Starbucks can feel a little bit of shame. All the little snowflakes can feel that social justice is taking a step forward and they're a little bit safer. Maybe they're going to get some new words out of this, right? Because let's see, what are their words that they're playing with? Oh, God, what was it? I know. Okay, I won't bore you guys with words. I know you need more than that. We should segue.
I'm amazed that they haven't screamed, you know, racial disparity because they don't serve like a Middle Eastern-style coffee with a cardamom or whatever the hell they put in that stuff that they make over there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Oh, here it is. The word is implicit bias is the one, though, but they're actually thrown around there. That's the term, implicit bias. And let's define that. Nah, let that go to hell. So on the other side of the note, and on the still the freaky world we live in, I see the cops doing a good thing and a bad thing. Here's a little story about yesterday. There was a rally, and it was in Newnan, Georgia. And so Newnan, Georgia had a white white nationalist type movement thingy. And of course, they call them Nazis. You know, they call everybody Nazis, and you guys all know that. Anyway, so they're sitting there, we're protesting the Nazis and the neo whatever they're called. And so Antifa showed up, right? And so Antifa showed up, and they put on their masks, and the cops go, hey, that's illegal. Take that off. No, we're fighting fascists, they claim. And they're mad because they can't dress up in their full garb and they can't, you know. So the cops are all dressed like, well, what I call their turtle garb, right? Full military dress, which, yeah, see, that's wrong and maybe right. I don't know if you have an opinion on that, Doc, but so, and I'm putting this link into the chat room real quick. That's republicoftexas.chattango.com if you want to see a little story by the Huffington Post. And it has a picture of the, well, the cops who are look like the military carrying, you know, carrying rifles, some correctly, some not. But they claim they're all AR-15s. And it's really dealing with Antifa. right? Because Antifa is out of control, and they have been out of control, and somebody needed to put them in check. There's a law that is out in Georgia that was initially meant to deal with the Democrats, I mean the KKK members, from the 1950s. So all of a sudden, all these little liberal kids dressed in, you know, black and whatnot are upset that they can't wear their little masks because they fear whatever. They fear everything. That's the problem. But it's kind of cute. But one of the cops is actually pointing his gun at the crowd. And I don't like that. I really, Doc, I don't know if you can grab that link and take a look at this. For some reason, I like this a lot because they arrested a bunch of Antifa for not, because they shouldn't be running around in masks. They have an opinion. You have an opinion, right? You're the one beating on people. You're the one throwing bags of urine, you know, flamethrowers made out of hairspray and whatnot. We know you're violent, Antifa. Don't claim to be innocent and then point your finger at the cops. I can't say that I agree with what the cops are you know, doing here in this picture, because you should never, ever point a loaded firearm at another individual unless you mean to use it. And that's just my point. Are you there, Doc?
Yeah, you know, I pulled up your link. What I wonder when I see a lot of this crap, if the cops didn't show up, would anybody ever hear about it?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas, great.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again.
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Well, it seems about an appropriate time to, and we do got a caller. We got Mike in Kentucky. What's got you going there, Mike? You want to deal with Antifa? You want to? Hi, Mike.
Well, you know, man, I could hear you during the break there coughing, by the way, so make sure you keep that in mind. You never know when the mic might be hot.
Ah, there you go.
Don't cuss your brother. Hey, so what won't starved children do for cookies and food, like speak in tongues and get baptized for the cameras? I mean, have you guys talked about this yet? The Russian journalists found one of the boys that was in the White Helmets chemical attack video. Live and well, no problems.
Yep.
And,
I brought that up a little earlier. Yeah, that's okay, quite amazing, wasn't it?
And his story is, one of the comments I read here on Blacklisted News, a photo of Amran Dagnish became popular in the mainstream media, was widely used for propaganda purposes against the Syrian forces fighting militants in the city back in 2016. So, just like those stupid car commercials for the little junk disposable Dodge Neon comes up to the screen, hi, and then people will buy that crap because they're not using their head. You know, got milk? I mean, come on. they jerk us around with these, the animal rights commercials where they show these, you know, animals that are horribly, you know, in bad conditions and stuff, and they've got people so convinced that you shouldn't let your cat out in the wintertime because it'll freeze to death. Hey, stupids, I've had, plain short-haired cats come in after minus 20 degree weather. People just don't know any better, I guess. They're just ignoramuses, and they fall for this. And the problem is they keep doing it over and over again, so they're proving how stupid we are as a massive people. I mean, what is it, the American Humane Society or something has those, you know, horrid commercials? Anybody remember Sam Kinison?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was a preacher, I guess. He was a preacher. But I actually, he told it was one of his routines he did over and over again, I guess, until, you know, he couldn't find anybody to pay him to do the stand-up routine. But I can tell you how many times I saw him do it on, like, MTV in different places, you know, and he'd do that, I get so tired of seeing these starving children in the middle of the desert, you know. So he took a trip over there, you know, up the Nile River, da-da-da. You know, he tells it, you know, like a long, drawn-out story, and, you know, has to ride a camel for 3 weeks to get out here in the middle of the nowhere where these people are starving to death, and he just starts screaming at them, "You live in a bleeping desert!" I mean, move! Ah, move! You know? So, I mean...
Right.
Do they not realize there's such a thing in advertising called wear out? And eventually, you know, they got to come up with something new here, jerking us around with pictures of drowned children and or these chemical attacks, because a lot of people are on to it. I mean, makes me wonder when actually people are going to do something, though. When's anybody going to do anything about them pulling this junk on us?
Madison Avenue is great at what they do, though. I mean, how many people our age, Mike, have not said, "Where's the beef?"
you mean the soy protein isolate glued together scraps of downer cows?
Oh, I like to think at one time it was real meat, maybe.
Hang on, folks. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.